Contrary to what you think that song's about, opposite of the lyrics, a lot of people don't know this, that song right there, Jamie crying, you know why Jamie was crying? Because she was a very bad girl and her father spanked her because she was very bad and she wouldn't mind. Dog and Joe Show, there goes Van Halen on a Monday. Who should pay for this? Who should have to pay for this $132,000 piece of art that was destroyed? This happened last month in Kansas City. I didn't know they had art in Kansas. But they do, and they did. And what happens is these parents, they go to some sort of reception at this art museum. They have a five-year-old boy that's there with another friend. And the five-year-old boy walks up to something that is called the Aphrodite de Kansas City.
Okay, oh,
wow. Aphrodite.
Is it Aphrodite?
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Aphrodite de Kansas City. Okay, I think Aphrodite's better. So it's on this pedestal. The kids walk up. They're messing with it. They push it over. They try to catch it. It falls over. It breaks. Pieces everywhere.
Holy,
and these kids are by themselves. It's just these kids.
Well, no, no. You can see in the still video, you can see the children in front of their parents, or what looks to be their parents, sitting on these fancy museum chairs, and the kids are over there, and they accidentally hit this piece, and it falls on the ground.
Ooh.
So they break it, okay? And the guy that made this thing says that he can't repair it. He doesn't know how. It's not only does he not want to repair it, he says it's irreparable, and he doesn't know how to fix it. So the museum is like, what the hell? Your kids just broke a $132,000 piece of artwork. We want you to pay for it. So, who should pay for this piece of artwork? Who's responsible? And so, you know, the insurance company has already notified the parents. And what the insurance company said was this: you're responsible for the supervision of a minor child. Your failure to monitor could be considered negligent. The boy's mother, she said that she was offended that she would receive such a letter. She was called negligent. She said that was hurtful. She said the way they treated this was like a crime scene after her son knocked over the sculpture.
Man, really? They took that serious then.
Who's on the hook? Oh, and by the way, it took 2 years to make this piece.
Did it really?
Yeah. Yeah, it took the guy 2 years to make this thing out of clay or whatever the hell it was. And we got it posted. Dana just put it up. You can see the little kid. He's kind of like looking at the ground with his hand over his mouth. He's like, oh, S. Oh, crap, I just broke this piece.
Oh, could you imagine?
So, who should pay for it? Who's responsible?
Well, let me first ask this question. And I'm sure it's going to make you scream and shout and whatever else this morning. But how in the world can a piece of art worth that much money be just open, out in the open like that for what do you say, a five-year-old child to knock it over?
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy.
Let me read this to you. The woman, the mother of the five-year-old boy, said, it's in the main hallway. It's not in a separate room. There's no plexiglass. It's not protected. It wasn't held down. There was no border around it. There wasn't even a sign around that said, do not touch.
Okay, I have to call some BS. I actually was an art major at one point, and I visited a lot of museums in my time, because you have to do this during your art classes.
Okay.
It is a known fact at all museums, you are not allowed to touch anything. You don't touch the sculptures. You do not touch the paintings. You do not touch. And usually there is an attendant around who is watching you like a hawk. And that's not me saying that attendant should have done something.
Yeah.
But if you get close, usually they are on you.
Could this be because it's in Kansas City, Dana? Maybe it was in someone's barn, this museum. I mean, maybe this is some barn. You know, there's a big roll of hay out front.
Possible.
Maybe it's kind of a makeshift museum.
It's possible. But I think that's a really stupid statement, honestly, because you're not supposed to touch anything at museums. And on top of it, it's pretty common for, because I'm looking at this setup right now, the picture, it's common for, it's just, you usually have walls with paintings hung on them, and you will have freestanding platforms with sculptures on them.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're roped off and sometimes they're not. And it's on, you are not supposed to touch it.
Okay. How expensive was this thing?
$132,000.
Yeah, one would imagine you could put probably a $35 red rope around that.
Okay.
That'd probably save you just a little bit. And I'm going to be honest. You say, Dana, that it's well-known common knowledge that you're not supposed to touch these things.
Yeah. Joe.
I mean, is it? What if you've never been to one? I've never, ever in my life been to an art museum and walked amongst sculptures that cost $132,000. Okay. I got to imagine.
Most artwork costs that much.
Fair enough. So you've never been, Joe. So you just turned, what, 43 on Friday?
Yeah.
You're going to walk in to check out the Kansas City Museum or wherever the hell this is. You're going to go into the Crocker.
I am.
Because
the
you...
The Overland Park Crocker Museum in Kansas is where I'm going
okay.
to today.
Yes. So you're going to walk into this museum, and because you've never been in a museum... And you're not even sure the value of these pieces. You're just going to start touching them.
I'm not saying I'm touching them.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying they're out for me to bump them. Uh-huh. I don't know who I'm going to say hello to or where I could be spinning or where an elbow might hit.
Oh, yeah.
Are they serving food?
Uh-huh.
Are there drinks? I mean, who knows what could happen in that situation? What if I tripped? And anything could occur.
Okay, so let's say you tripped and you knocked the piece over. Who should pay for the piece?
Well, I'm puking right immediately,
and this is
right there.
This is clearly an accident.
Yeah, so now it's not a kid. It's now I've tripped into it.
Yeah.
Was it roped?
It's set up the same way.
Same way. It's out in the open.
Museum's on the hook.
Museum's on the hook. Whoa. 766-9370. Who should have to pay for this $132,000? Should the parents be on the hook? Because they're pissed right now. They don't know what to do. They say, this is completely astronomical. We don't know where we're going to get the money. Our son's having bad dreams because he knows that this is going to ruin our lives.
Sure.
And mm-hmm. and they don't know where to get the money. And so they're all freaked out about it.
So I'm kind of curious because obviously an insurance company was involved in this.
Yeah.
I feel like, and I don't know this, so if I don't know if anybody can call up and verify this, but I feel like a lot of museums insure the artwork that they have
yeah.
there. And obviously there's an insurance adjuster who is involved in this.
Yep.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I wonder if there's an insurance payout.
Well, there is. That's the thing. The insurance company wants to recoup as much money as they can get from the individual.
And that's why they're hitting these parents.
They're
up.
Going after
okay.
the person that caused
okay.
it.
Okay.
So my payout is $132,000. The cost of the sculpture is probably $250,000 or something crazy like that, right?
Well, whatever.
Something astronomical.
Yeah. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
But who should pay for it? Who should pay for this?
I mean,
should they go after the parents?
So Joe thinks the museum's on the hook.
I mean, I actually do. Listen, I'm gonna if there's not a sign up that says you break it, you buy it.
Oh, okay. You break it, you buy it. Okay, now we're back in third grade. You break it, you buy it. I like this. Okay.
And I'm being serious right now, though.
I know you are.
But how could they charge you for it if that's not clearly stated before you go in? I didn't know okay. that. If I broke it, I had to
but
buy it.
But the you break okay. it, you buy it is in a store where you are purchasing things. You don't usually purchase things from museums. It
I
is
thought
up
you could buy
display.
Art at these things when they had these.
Well,
open...
usually stuff that's on display isn't always for sale.
Well,
I mean,
that's
sometimes
the
people
thing.
Just walk in and they look at it.
Correct. Yeah. And usually there's a gift shop where you can buy replicas and
yeah.
prints of things.
Yeah. You break
don't
it, you buy it.
Buy
oh, so
the artwork.
I got you. I'm
okay.
thinking of an art show as compared to just a typical art museum.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Let's see here.
Also,
I don't,
I've never been to that.
I don't think there's any crosswalks that go across I-80. Okay?
Okay, here we go.
And let's say that your child, your five-year-old child, somehow gets out of your sight.
Okay.
Gets out of his stroller.
Unsupervised child now.
Okay? Crosses I-80. Okay? And someone that's driving the speed limit slams into the child. Should that driver be charged with vehicular manslaughter if, in fact, that child's killed because your child got out of the stroller and ran across I-80? Who's at fault for that?
Where do you begin on that?
Yeah.
That's not even close to the scenario we have at hand here.
Okay, okay. What if some kid just wants to walk down the street with sharp glass and he wants to scratch cars? And it's a kid that you left unattended and he's walking down the street and he's just going scratching everyone's cars because there's no sign that says you scratch it, you pay for it. Who has to pay for that?
In that scenario, I'm not sure.
So you're not sure on that one. Okay. Okay. Let me make this easy then. These parents are on the hook for every freaking penny. And if they have to if they have to foreclose on their home, if they have to take them away from their house to get this repayment, that's what should happen because these parents are bad parents.
Oh,
they weren't watching
man.
The kids. You don't need rope, plexiglass, or jail bars around stuff at an art museum to tell people to keep your stupid hands off of it.
These parents are 10 feet away from this kid.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's
they
all
they were watching him.
Watching him break the art.
Dude, that art could have been knocked off there in seconds. Unless you had those kids in a cage. Yep. I mean, how else more could they have been monitored?
Okay, so should they have had their children leashed? I think so.
Leashed?
Leashed.
No.
If you cannot guarantee your kids' safety, that they're not going to cause property damage, then you have to leave them leashed. you must leash your children. 766-9370. Let's go to Justin. Justin, who should pay for the art piece that was damaged? Oh, there you are. Justin, welcome.
Welcome, man. How you guys doing? Obviously, I mean, it's on the parents. I mean, before they went into that gallery, they should have had a nice talk with the kid. This is special stuff. People create this stuff. Don't touch it. Don't bump it. Keep your hands off it. Stay right next to me. And so on and so forth. And if she can't control the one kid that bumps into one of the most expensive pieces, then, you know.
I got you. Yeah,
hey, 132 make you think like that too, man.
Yeah. Keep the language to a minimum, but I got you on that one. We're all good.
That piece was.
So you just can't. You can't go bumping into stuff like that, or you know, go willy nilly, like Joe was saying, swinging elbows and eating cheese. And well, what if I slip on this banana peel and fall into this?
Yeah.
And
I would. I'm just describing everyday scenarios.
Sure. I mean, people out there, if we ever do something where we take river rockers to an art museum, let's make sure we don't take Joe, because Joe is going to knock something over and slip on a banana peel or bump it up. Yeah, and we're all going to be on the hook to replace this piece of art that he's damaged.
This has nothing to do with anything we're talking about. People take bananas with them places.
Yes, they do.
Dog had a banana, and he was happy to see me, and he had a banana in his pocket this weekend at the Brewfest. So sometimes a banana could come out of your pocket, the peel could fall on the ground, maybe I slip and break $132,000 art.
Yeah. I took a banana because I wanted a quick snack because I knew I was drinking beer. I wasn't going to an art museum to look at a $132,000 piece of whatever.
What if I would have slipped on that peel and taken down the left side of the beer?
I was hoping that would have happened. That's why you had a banana in my pocket. What's going on, Dave? Good morning.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, Dave.
So, hey, that piece that that y'all were talking about, it was actually on loan to a community center. That's not a museum.
Okay, so it's a makeshift museum.
It kind of, yeah. See, the mom was at a wedding. Those people that are in that video, they're not related to the kid at all.
Those are just people watching the kid break stuff.
Yeah, those are just people hanging out in the middle of the community center. The mom is around the corner somewhere. She was just leaving a wedding. She wasn't even watching the kid.
Oh, so that's gracious. Yes.
Me and my wife had the conversation of who's responsible for this. And in my opinion, I think the mom is responsible because it's not roped off. The community center doesn't have a legal obligation to rope it off.
Okay, but here's the thing. If you're a community center and you're going to host a makeshift art museum, you know, you're going to have this stuff on display. Well, then, you know, you should have it look like an art museum. But even so, it's not on them. It's on the parents.
Now, this is where I completely disagree with you guys. Now we've got a whole other scenario here.
Uh-huh.
This isn't a art museum like what Dana was talking about, where hoity-toities go in and you know what to do. This is the community center.
Yeah, it's like a YMCA.
This is where I go.
It's like an Elks Lodge.
Folks like me.
Yeah,
you go into the community center, you don't need to be dealing with $150,000 pieces of art.
Maybe you need to be a little more aware of what you're doing, though.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I get you, Dan. That's totally the responsible way to do it. But if I'm going to go into Sacramento's community center today, I'm not going to be thinking that there could be $150,000 piece of art standing there.
No, it's not a fair point, Dan. It's an awful point, because here's the thing. What about a guy that's got a $150,000 Ferrari and he wants to take it to a car show that's at a fairgrounds, but typically it's at an auto museum?
I don't go anywhere near something like that.
Okay, that's my point. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what the value is. It means watch your effing kids and don't let the kids touch anything you're not willing to pay for. You just said right there, break it, you buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that doesn't need to be a sign on each and every thing in this world. Break it, you buy it.
It wouldn't hurt.
Really? So every day you get out of your car, you're going to put a sunshade up that says you scratch it, you pay for it. You ding it, you pay for it. No, that's not a world that we can live in. The rule
they
is
have signs
don't
for all
touch
kind
it
of stuff. You could choke on this. You could slip on this. Don't run by the pool.
People ignore, by the way.
They do. They ignore them, but they're there. So if, in fact, you wanted to read it, if you were questioning, should I run by the pool today with scissors in my hands?
Uh-huh.
The sign says, no, don't do that.
Okay, so you're saying because there was no sign, the museum or whoever loaned this piece is on the hook.
Well, even more so now. Something like that's going to shut that little community center down. If they have to pay for that piece of art, that thing doesn't open up the next day.
Here's what's even more sad.
That's sad.
What's even more sad is they're going to foreclose on this woman's home so they can repay for it. She's not even going to have a community center to sleep in.
Oh, man.
Sam. Good morning.
Hey, dog. Hey, I got to agree with you, man.
They're bad today.
They are. They get them riled up when the art
and
gets
I
broken.
Told them all to not curse, by the way.
Yeah, I got him too. Yeah, keep it clean.
We're
keep going.
Right. We got you.
My bad. I'm so sorry. But I agree with you, dog. You know, I come from the old school way of parenting, man. You know, you have to watch your kids. I was watching my 2-year-old kid at the Sacramento Train Center. He wanted to touch every little thing, but I'm right there. It's like, no, no, no.
I appreciate it. I'm going to go to Tim again, or Tim right now. Tim, welcome. What's up?
Hey, morning, guys.
Hi, Tim.
I'm kind of on the same deal, you know, with watching your kids. And I know where to take my kids and where not to take my kids, you know, things like that, and how to act when I have them there. So it's that, and now the mom was around the corner or whatever. So say I needed to leave the kids to go use the restroom or something like that. I'm getting a hold of my wife and saying, hey, I got to go use the bathroom. Keep an eye on these rugrats. I'll be right back. You know?
Yeah, you can't just let, you can't let society or other patrons do the right thing or hope that someone else is going to pick up the slack when you can't see them.
Yeah, you got to make absolute sure. And that's with everything with my kids. You know, if and I mean, at the very least, you know, my 5-year-old could be walking around wiping boogers on the paintings for all I know, you know. So you can't, kids are kids and they're gonna do stuff. They don't know, and you're there to let
teach,
them know,
watch, and wrangle
sure
them.
That they don't, yeah, you that's
and discipline.
That's why you're the parent, you know, because you're supposed to show them how to act and what to do in certain situations. So,
yeah, I want them. I want them on the hook for this. I want that $132,000 to be paid in full. Every last cent should come from that mom or that family of this boy.
Well,
they broke
it. Holes in my theory, though, that the parents weren't there. I thought that was them sitting there in them couches.
Oh, my God, I think that'd be even worse. You're sitting in a couch watching your child push that over? That would make you an even more horrible parent.
Well, I don't know if you'd be watching them push it over. I assume the two kids were playing and they bumped into it. I don't think the kid just walked up and pushed it over.
And there's three women there that are watching these kids. At what point do these women not ever say, hey, kids, you're getting a little too close. I don't know where your parents are. Back up away from the art.
Like, kids are going to listen to random adults, though. That's the sad thing.
What's going on? Megan?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Megan.
So I actually read the article on this. It interested me. The kid walked up to it, hugged the statue. It started toppling over. He tried to hold it up, but it fell over.
Yeah, he did try to save it, which we mentioned. He tried to keep it from going over, but he couldn't.
Aww.
It was too big, and it toppled over.
It's his parents' job to keep him away from the statue. I don't care if you're in a community center. You know that thing's not supposed to be touched. His parents should be online for the money.
Yeah. So $132,000. Do you have kids, Megan?
I do. I have a 9-year-old, and then I have an 11-year-old, and neither of them have toppled over anything.
Yeah, okay, so if they did break something and it was worth $132,000, you would be responsible for that.
100%. If they broke something and I was supposed to be watching them, then that would be on me because I am their parent and I'm responsible for their action.
Yep, very good, Megan. 766-9370.
What if the rule here was that the individual that broke it had to make it again just like it was? You could either pay for it,
or you're going to have a 5-year-old recreate a $132,000 piece of art.
The parents or what have you can sit down and help them out. But the individuals responsible for breaking had to make it and recreate it back the same way it was. Or you could pay for it.
Yeah, that would not be art. No, that would be Play-Doh that was dry and hard and it would look ugly.
That would suck.
So to this, I want to ask this. Have your kids ever broken, damaged, or stolen, or eaten something that you had to pay for? 766-9370. What did your kids or you as a kid ever damage, break, eat, or do? Did you steal something, damage something, knock something over, and your parents had to pay for it, or you had to pay for your kids? Because I guarantee there's people out there that have been in this situation, and their kids have done something stupid, and they had to pay, or as they were kids, mom and dad had to pay for them.
Oh, yeah.
766-9370. We'll come back after the Men at Work on the River.